Revenue has published new guidance this week for employers on determining the employment status of workers for tax purposes. The guidance follows a recent Supreme Court judgment relating to pizza delivery drivers, but potentially affects tens of thousands of workers across various sectors. Earlier we spoke to Declan Harmon. He's a barrister and member of the Employment Bar Association, and began by asking him to explain what Revenue are telling employers about how they should now classify workers.
It follows on from a very significant Supreme Court case that was decided late last year in relation to delivery drivers who were working for a Domino's Pizza franchise. And what it has done is it has clarified the law in relation to how to classify persons who are either employees or independent contractors. And it's provided important clarity in that regard. Revenue, following on from that, has updated its guidance to employers, and in order for them to make an assessment as to whether persons that they have contracted to do work for them are employees or contractors. The first three elements that somebody needs to look at are whether a work relationship, was there an exchange of wages in return for work? The second is whether the employee or contractor, as the case may be, is required to deliver the service personally or is able to substitute somebody else in order to perform that service. And the third is around the level of control that the employee or the contractor, as the case may be, is subject to by the employer. So the greater level of control that the employer has over the way in which the work is to be performed, the more likely it is that it would be an employment relationship rather than a contract relationship.
The guidance also singles out various sectors from media to construction, and includes childminding as well. Tell us the guidance on childminding.
So the guidance specifically refers to these sort of domestic arrangements. And what it says is that if somebody has an ad hoc arrangement with, for example, a neighbour to every once in a while look after children, then that is very unlikely to be an employment relationship. But if somebody has a regular commitment with an individual to provide childminding services, say, for example, on the same 3 days every week, then it is very possible that that may give rise to an employment relationship. And Revenue have specifically identified those types of arrangements in the guidance in order to encourage persons who may not even realise that they are employers at all to examine the nature of the relationship that they have with the people who are working for them, and if necessary, put their affairs in order with Revenue in terms of registering as an employer and all that flows from that, particularly around employers' PRSI obligations.
There's specific guidance for the media, and it's particularly relevant given the history of this organisation's relationship with self-employment.
Yes, so the media has traditionally been an area where these types of independent contractor relationships have existed. But as has been the case in RTE over the last while, a greater level of scrutiny is now being applied to the nature of those relationships. And it particularly comes down to the level of substitution that might be available. So is the individual required to provide the services personally, or are they able to substitute somebody else in order to do it? And the more that the individual is required to provide the service personally, then the more likely it is to be an employment relationship. And it's easy to see how that issue arises in the media sector, where, for example, actors would not be able to substitute somebody else in order to play the role. And so those sorts of issues have now arisen in the media sector generally, but particularly in RTE.
If, as was the case in RTE, workers were misclassified or are continually being misclassified, there are potential and very large tax liabilities, yes?
Yes. So the issue for Revenue, and that gave rise to the Supreme Court case late last year that has now caused Revenue to update its guidance to employers, was specifically around a tax liability for, in particular, employers' PRSI contributions, which weren't being paid if the individual was a contractor rather than an employee. But there may also be other issues for employers in this regard. For example, if persons who they were classifying as contractors had not been given their holiday pay or sick pay entitlements, there may be liabilities there in respect of historic claims for those
Or pension entitlements too, which could go back many years.
Absolutely, and that's a key issue, and one of the principal issues that has given rise to, for example, the concerns in RTE around these issues, because many people who were classified as contractors didn't have a pension provided for them, or they didn't pay into a occupational pension scheme. As a result, they were, as contractors and as self-employed people, required to provide their own pension.
And that was Declan Harmon, solicitor, speaking to us earlier.